From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The South forms a core part of America's musical legacy, specifically the contributions from the Black community. A Grammy Award-winning star from the South recently launched his first solo tour, saying he wants to bring even more attention to the region and is highlighting one place in particular, the Magic City. The Gulf States Newsroom's Joseph King reports.
Ooh, fire.
That's John Batiste, recently in Birmingham. He's a critically acclaimed, genre-defined musician from New Orleans who spent years playing on the Colbert Show and big stages like Coachella and at the Oscars.
Birmingham is one of those places that has a lot of sacred sites, sacred landmarks, and places where our heroes, heroes of humanity, heroes of civil rights, heroes of spiritual enlightenment in the world, they congregated.
He's at one of these places. It's a warm spring evening, and Sunday supper is being served inside of the Ballot House in Birmingham.
We have baked chicken, broccoli salad, mac and cheese.
That's Danella Johnson. She helped plan a private dinner for Batiste the night before his show. The Ballot House is in the heart of Birmingham's Civil Rights District and is used to preserve African-American history in the city.
This is more personal, you know, and so we wanted him to see the Ballot House, to see part of what we are doing here in Birmingham.
Birmingham was a late addition to Batiste's tour. He says he's been absorbing the city's history and legacy.
When I come into a place like this, or when I walk, you know, you go past even tragic sites that, you know, 16th Street the Baptist Church that John Coltrane wrote Alabama for, when those four girls tragically were killed in the bombing. All those kind of things I think about, and I feel the energy, and I take that with me into performance, and I channel it.
Batiste also channels the energy of the musicians from this region, the artists that laid the groundwork for people like him to be where he is today. Alabama has an overflowing history when it comes to music. Acts like The Temptations, The Commodores, and even the cosmic entity Sun Ra, who claimed to be from Saturn, but actually, he's from Birmingham. Birmingham's jazz tradition helped shape the sound of America. That's according to Bergen Matthews, who runs the Southern Music Research Center. Holding one of Sun Ra's LPs, he talks about a book he just published about the region's musical significance.
You know, there's a lot in Alabama history and in Alabama's present that is complicated and messy and ugly, but there is a lot of beauty in our, you know, cultural heritage.
Matthews says people should know about the unsung heroes in music, especially in Birmingham.
From blues to gospel to country music to jazz and beyond.
One person specifically, Fess Watley. He was a local band teacher in Birmingham who trained Sun Ra and other music legends like Erskine Hawkins and Cleveland Eaton. And even though those artists may have spread their wings and left the Magic City, their legacy here persists. Back at the Ballot House, John Batiste says when he comes back down south, he is reminded of what led him into the world of music.
And I'm like, oh, I'm rooted in something that's way bigger than me. It's a whole lineage of humanity and history. And all of this leads to you. You the culmination of all that. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of that. So now that we're here, it's our opportunity to decide what we want to do with all of that that's led to us.
Batiste says he is working on something special, specifically for the South. Right now, it's still a bit of a mystery, but planning to help spotlight more of the music from down here. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Joseph King.
Who do you love? Who are you gonna love?
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.